morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. Hope you were able to tune in, as I always say, during the full 4 hours of programming gold. Actually, I had a couple of guests on during the Wisconsin Morning News. Ordinarily, I always have one right before the 8 o'clock hour. Senator Ron Johnson joined me this morning shortly after the 7 o'clock news, and then I had another guest on right before the 8 o'clock news, president of MacGyver Institute, Brett Healy. Both conversations were worth listening to, and I encourage you, as always, to go out to WSAU.com and check out the podcasting. Conversation that we had, well, really, that I had with both Brett Healy from MacGyver Institute as well as Senator Ron Johnson, talking about some of the, I guess, the assessment of the midterm elections, and as MacGyver Institute characterized it, the pink wave as opposed to the red wave. And I was really trying to be cautiously optimistic, because, and isn't there a saying about it's not over till the fat lady sings? Well, you know, I guess what we were anticipating is something in line with what the polls were telling prognosticators prior to the midterm election, that the top issues, again, were inflation and crime and border security. And, of course, naturally, that wasn't the only issue that came up. And we talked about this during the program yesterday during feedback, is that abortion emerged as a bigger issue than was anticipated. And, you know, something that crossed my mind as I was talking with both Brett Healy and Senator Ron Johnson is that, do we need to do more polling of, rather than, and you know, granted, of course, we don't want to ever compromise we don't want our candidates to compromise our principles or our platform. However, we do need to understand our opponents. We do need to understand who we're going up against, and we do need to understand what is important to those swing voters. And not to say that we're going to compromise in order to get those swing voters, but we do have to be mindful of our messaging and whether or not it's resonating with independents, and also really getting our voters, the conservative voters, out to the polls. I'd be curious about what your assessment is, what you think about the Supreme Court election. 715-845-2155. Are you a Twitter user? I was not. Well, okay, kind of, sort of. I was more, I have an account, and I've had an account for a number of years. I don't really use it all that much because hey, I'm one girl with a mic and a lot to say, a lot of opinions. And so to limit the characters on Twitter, I don't know. I just, there was just something about it. Maybe there are terms like dumpster fire, cesspool. I don't know. It just never really appealed to me. I was more a, I don't know. I hate to use the word follower because I really wouldn't characterize myself as that. But I would look at other Twitter users' posts, and that's kind of where it began and ended. And I'm curious to know if with the recent acquisition of Twitter by Elon Musk, if you are now, if you would call yourself a Twitter user or a Twitter follower or whatever. Elon Musk now refers to himself as the chief twit, and maybe that's not a new phrase, because I think those who worked for Twitter referred to themselves as twits. But are you an Apple phone user? I am. I have an iPhone, and now I'm concerned that not because I'm, oh my gosh, oh dear, what if I don't have the Twitter app on my phone? So what? Just open up a browser and go into Twitter that way. I mean, that's a workaround. At least it'll work. But Apple is threatening to remove Twitter from the Apple Store. Oh, Apple, gosh. There's, you know, what that says to me, and what that says to me about many of these companies who are now questioning whether or not they're going to be advertising or have announced that they're going to cease advertising on Twitter. what does that say about those companies? You know, they're on board for all the latest woke du jour, whether it's climate change or name the topic. They're all on board for all of those various issues, but they are opposed to free speech? That seems peculiar to me, and it's frustrating. Because I think I listed, and I don't remember if it was on feedback or if it was during the Wisconsin Morning News that I talked or I went through a list of companies that I use or that I support with my dollars that are now saying that they're no longer going to be advertising on Twitter. And you know what I say? I guess they're against free speech, but they're only against the speech of those with whom the left disagrees. So how frustrating is that for you? 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. I've got a few other headlines, and you know what Musk says about the Apple threat. And this really would go out to any of these companies that are now saying that they're going to ban or boycott Twitter. What Elon Musk says, and Chris and I talk about this, is we don't see eye to eye with Elon Musk on everything, but he has become an unanticipated ally for those of us who believe in free speech. And I'm surprised that there aren't really, am I being sarcastic, that the left isn't concerned about free speech. And Musk says this is a battle for the future of civilization. So I'm going to take your call, 715-845-2155, if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Hi, Meg, it's Joe.
Oh, hey, Joe.
I just wanted to clarify something, actually maybe admonish some of the other callers about yesterday's comment.
The teacher is now in session.
Part of the moral calculation people have to make with the abortion issue is, if you're going to take a position, which is almost guaranteed not to ever happen, and then call that principle, I think I have a problem with that, because a lot of people are like, no, we can't compromise at all on this issue. And I'm as big of a pro-lifer spiritually as anybody I know. But the bottom line is, if you take a position which you know is not going to go into effect, you're going to stay status quo, and that's going to mean more late-term abortions. And so you have to be morally okay with saying, my principle is so important that the end results don't matter, which doesn't make sense to me. If you're pro-life, you want fewer abortions. Well, and you have to advance the ball down the field. You're not going to get a country which has 100% restrictions on abortions anytime soon.
And you know what? I agree. And you know what I think, too, is that we have to do our part as Christians, as a spiritually pro-life people, to try to win the hearts and minds of people. So abortion in some cases may be legal. And I mean, you know, frankly, obviously the ideal would be none whatsoever. However, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can also encourage those that would choose abortion to change their minds by winning them over to our side, so that they're not choosing abortion despite the fact that it's still available and accessible.
Yeah, and I, like some of the callers were saying, well, it's wrong to also talk about the politics of it in other issues. I don't think it is. If you don't have Republicans in office, you're going to have all sorts of policies which are also immoral and which also lead to bad things. Like, just look at the way this administration is treating what's going on in China, not saying anything about it, all the human lives that are being affected by our silence on the protests in China. That's a real thing. So pro-life also means putting people in place who are going to protect life in other ways as well.
Great point. And, you know, again, going back to the pro-life argument, I really, truly believe that we all need to do more to win over the hearts and minds. And I think about young people, and I mean, even my sons who are in their 20s And, you know, we've discussed this issue. We've discussed abortion before. And, I mean, I talk about my personal point of view is that I believe that abortion is morally wrong. And I challenge them and I talk about how can a human being make a decision about whether or not a human life should be taken? Because you can't argue that that's not a human being. I mean, the bottom line, it's a human being, whether or not the baby was conceived through rape or incest or was intentionally conceived, I guess. I don't know how else to put that. But the problem is that there is such a, well, I think that people are not, they have such a different worldview, or the left has such a different worldview about where life begins and what the value, I guess, of life has significantly changed over the course of my lifetime, I think.
And we can do that, but you have to force the issue. Like a 12 or 15 week law would force the left to basically come out and admit that's not enough.
Right.
No, we want it in the 6 month, 7 month, 8 month, 9th month. But what we're doing now is being principled and doing nothing, which I don't really think is being principled.
Well, and that's the important point in everything that you've just said, force the issue, because I think you're 100% correct. If we shine the spotlight on what the left is really after, I think that's going to be more revealing to everyone than any principle that we have about the abortion issue.
All right. Well, you have a great day, Meg. You're doing a great job.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for calling in, Joe. I appreciate it. Have a great day yourself. 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Hello, Meg. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good. This is Jose in Saratoga. I have been listening the last couple of days about getting somebody more moderate for abortion. I know we have a law right now that says no abortion ever. I really cannot vote in good conscience for someone who will be willing to soften that. I think it's wrong to kill your neighbor. I think it's wrong to kill the neighbor that's in the womb.
I'm thinking about that. Yeah, I mean, in light of what Joe just said. And so did you say vote for somebody or support a something that makes exceptions?
I'm not going to support. I'm not going to vote for it. I don't care if my vote is the last one between a Democrat and a Republican. I will not vote for Republican who will soften our law.
Even if it means that the Democrat wins?
I'm voting my conscience, and however everything works out, that's fine.
Well, I wanted to clarify.
I understand that, but my conscience is I cannot kill anybody, whether it's in the womb or out of the womb.
I know. I mean, I made the case that, I mean, just like my friend Ryan, who was conceived out of rape, and his mother chose life. I mean, it's as if people want to play God, and that, I mean, it's perhaps the most consequential moral issue of our lifetimes.
I agree. I totally agree. And when somebody says, well, I'm all right with somebody else doing it, you're all right with your neighbor killing your other neighbor as long as it doesn't affect you? I don't understand that. I really don't.
It's a great point, Jose. Thank you so much for calling in. You know me. I haven't lived in Wisconsin my whole life, but I should probably know where Saratoga is. Where is it?
It's just south of Wisconsin Rapids, next to Macoosa.
Okay. All right. Good. Good to know. I learned something about geography today here in Wisconsin. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning, Meg. Listen, I just wanted to agree and applaud your the caller that you just hung up with. I completely agree with everything he said. I listened yesterday and I was like, I don't know. I think that there is no black, this is black and white. There's no gray here. It's either murder or it's life. There is no compromise on abortion. And we don't compromise our principles for electability. And to be quite honest, I think, at least in the circles that I run in, this is what is frustrating so many conservative voters, is that we continue to compromise for electability's sake. We want, look at DeSantis. Does that man compromise or bend in any way? No, he stands firm. I think this was what the appeal for President Trump was too. He's not wishy-washy. He doesn't flip-flop. I think that was part of the problem with our governor's race. First of all, we had a candidate that wasn't really highly electable, but then he flip-flopped his decision. First, he stood firm that he was completely against abortion. Then when he thought that might hurt him, oh, well, I guess I'd be okay with it for these in this case. There is no compromise. Whose child are we going to pick to kill then?
Wow.
Whose child will we pick to kill?
That's a great, excellent point. And, you know, it's the devil's advocate in me, or maybe it's just the devil in me. No, I'm just thinking about some of the caller or two before. I think it may have been Joe, is that this is what I get concerned about, and this is, again, the devil's advocate, is that if we adhere to our principles, which is beyond admirable, and we vote our conscience or don't vote our conscience, meaning we just don't select a candidate, whatever, then do we allow abortion to be unregulated at that point? I mean, by our decision to not support someone because of their compromise, then that elects a Democrat that has no principles, and then now abortion becomes legal in Wisconsin as a result.
Here's what I know. I will vote on my biblical principles because one day I will stand before the creator of this universe and I will not be able to look my creator in the eye and say, well, I compromised because this guy wasn't electable. Mm-hmm. I will never, never do that. And God is the one who puts rulers in place. Yes, we vote, but we don't compromise our vote to try and persuade God. God is sovereign. He will do what he will do. We are told to persevere. We are told to hold fast to the truths that we know. We are not told to compromise. And there is no room for moral relativism that says what's good for you is good for me, and what's good for me is good for me, and my rights stop where your rights begin. No, we do not compromise. We stand firm, and we trust God. He is sovereign, and he will do what he will do.
Woo! Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Wow.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Shanti.
Yep.
I appreciate
it. Yes. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. I can take maybe one more. No, actually, I can't. I wish I could. I got to go to a break, and I'll be right back with final thoughts on WSAU feedback. Thanks for joining me on WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellefson. Got a message from a friend, longtime pro-life advocate. On abortion, I was surprised Michaels took a no exceptions on abortion early out. We have to come to terms with the fact that rape and incest are emotional hurdles too high for people to jump over. I think we're at a point where voters are totally with us on not supporting late-term abortion, but will probably vote to support abortion up to 12 to 14 weeks. That is a huge improvement in lives saved compared to the Roe decision in 1973 that allowed abortion on demand anytime up until birth. We'll continue to fight the good fight, but reality sure is difficult. She didn't use that word, but I won't repeat that word. Thank you for joining me this morning. Thanks for your thoughtful, and I mean not just like, hey, Meg, good job, but thought-filled calls. this morning on this topic. Obviously a hot button issue. I got a boogie. Leaving you with this quote from Andrew Carnegie. People who are unable to motivate themselves must be content with mediocrity, no matter how impressive their other talents. God bless. Talk with you again tomorrow.